This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Mainstream media.
Mainstream media.
You want answers?
Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he.
So do we.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 18th day of May, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide original transmission of the InfoWar. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, the broadcast you're going to hear today is almost like a news magazine. We're going to cover the waterfront of issues in the second hour with a bunch of reporters coming in, special reports, the lawlessness of the globalists, how to beat them, so many different topics. Man on the street interview now. Coming up in the first hour, we're going to have in studio David Knight and, of course, Staff Sergeant Biggs. And then we are going to break down some other issues as well that are extremely important. In fact, first, when we come back, I want to hit on why the globalists want to go after rural populations and shut those down, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. So, again, thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition. But first off, this aired last week on the nightly news, and it was very informative. So I wanted to play the Sha'Carri Jackson special report. It's just 2 minutes long. Justice Department targets patriots but ignores police brutality, or it's just about 3 minutes long. So a lot coming up here on this Sunday transmission. And remember, if you're listening or watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
There is often talk that only military and police should have guns. That if there is an incident, a man in uniform will swoop in and save you. And there are plenty of good people in those positions. But we can't ignore the blatant abuses of power that do occur, such as an off-duty NYPD member who got drunk and shot a man 6 times. To anyone who'd point out that the man was off the clock at the time of the shooting, I'd be quick to point out that he shot a man 6 times. On the other side of the country, a man fleeing from police was shot in the back, fell down a staircase, and died. Reports are that the man had previously been menacing with a pair of scissors, but was unarmed when he was killed from behind. Moving now to Texas, a sheriff responding to a burglary killed the dog of the victim who called him. Apparently, pepper spray wasn't a good enough option to keep the dog at bay. And earlier this year, Albuquerque police killed a homeless man for the heinous crime of camping.
Get on the ground now! Put your hands out to your side and drop the knife! Hands out to your side!
Beanbag!
Drop the knife!
You got the knife?
Negative. Let's contrast that with responsible citizens handling firearms.
Well, they're reversing. The lady's holding onto her purse still, chasing them all the way to the middle.
That's when a perfect stranger intervenes. You can see him there in the PT Cruiser at the top of the screen.
And that good Samaritan came out and drew his weapon and scared them. And then that's when he pulled them out the car.
Someone snapped this picture of the man holding the two suspects at bay. A few minutes later, police arrived.
She heard the suspect say this.
He said that crazy bitch has a gun. And that's when I was finally down on the sidewalk and I shot it into the dirt, into the grass area. And to let him know, you know, I've got a gun and I know how to use it.
With all of this in mind, the Department of Justice is continuing their attack on the Second Amendment by limiting banking options for gun stores. This in addition to the DOJ running guns into the hands of Mexican drug cartels with Operation Fast and Furious. So to the Good Samaritans and constitutional police alike, be aware that if the DOJ continues these actions virtually unchecked, you may find your right to bear arms infringed in a way that you wouldn't expect. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
All right. Great job, Jakari Jackson. We'll be right back after this one-minute break and get into the main transmission. This is a special show lined up for you this Sunday. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough.
Enough. Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKFLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
And that intro that you just heard or watched, if you're watching the news at Infowars.com/show, we simulcast TV here, not just radio, illustrates in 3 minutes 16 seconds the police state that's not just building up here in the United States but worldwide. And ladies and gentlemen, governments across the planet and the special interests that control them are becoming more and more lawless. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday worldwide transmission. It is the 18th day, ladies and gentlemen, Again, that is the 18th day of May, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we see here in the United States the classical conversion of our police into paramilitaries. We see the use of the military domestically. We see the end of posse comitatus. And that's being done so that the offshore corporate interests that are anti-free market can take over and fully conquer this nation. Now, last week, we had a bunch of different news articles up at Infowars.com, and we're going to have Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who's an Infowars reporter, and investigative journalist David Knight in studio with us coming up in the next three segments. Then we've got a bunch of news from legalizing violent felony illegal aliens under Obama to the situation that's unfolding with the shutdown of beef production in this country under Agenda 21. It is a jam-packed broadcast coming up today. But we see classical authoritarianism. We've seen professors fired in the U.S. in the news last week because they were exposing that global warming wasn't real and wasn't man-made and is a power grab. We see reports banned in England, of the Times of London reported, scientists and cover-up of damaging climate view, that the fact that the Earth's getting colder and that we need carbon dioxide for plants to live. They're being shut down. We see Dinesh D'Souza having people that were going to be interviewed by him canceling because of federal threats, and he's been arrested because he made a film against Obama. Obama 2016. I mean, this is Creepville. And if you get scared of it and have the chilling effect with the IRS going after anybody right of Lucifer, anybody right of Mao Zedong, they're going to win. They're going to take over. Are we really scared of these people? They're totally illegitimate. They've seized control of the military. They've seized control of most states and the police. But most military and police are awake now and don't want to be part of this. We've got to grow some guts and say no. We've got to get involved and understand what's happening will destroy our future. Now, here are some of the articles from the week. Leaked documents reveal Marine Corps Urban Training Center based on U.S. town for domestic war against the American people. Infowars.com. A Marine source gave us these secret documents. But it's not secret in Forbes and Stars and Stripes and everywhere that, oh, the main enemy of the military in NORTHCOM, the Northern Command, is the Tea Party, returning veterans and gun owners. That's all over the news. We broke that 6 years ago. Now it's passé. It's redundant. We need to have a debate about this and ask, why is this happening? It's totally illegal. It's totally creepy. And it's being done because the system plans to end our free society. Now, I sent my reporters, David Knight and Joe Biggs, up to Fort A.P. Hill in Virginia, outside Bowling Green, Virginia. And they were there on Wednesday and Thursday. They got back Friday. They're going to be in studio with us coming up. And they went on the base. Biggs showed them his military ID, said, I'm retired military, blah, blah, blah. They let them on. Inside the giant base is a 300-acre facility where they train with mock groups of Baptist churches, public schools, you name it. And it's clearly for war domestically against the American people to acclimate the troops. But more importantly, the military, Army, Marine Corps, FBI, you name it, training for insurgency in America with the Tea Party as the enemy. And just like our military trained before Vietnam in jungle warfare, just like it trained for a decade before for desert warfare before 1991, they're training and admitting the new enemy is a civil war ignited by special interests that want to fully conquer this country. I don't want this to happen. Obviously, that's an understatement. This is so horrible and it's so real. We have this article on Friday as well by Paul Joseph Watson up on Infowars.com. Police now armed for war against returning veterans. There's video of this in an interview for Fox 59. I should have played this last Friday. Maybe we'll play it later in the show. It's up on Infowars.com. In an interview with Fox 59, a Morgan County, Indiana police sergeant admits that the increasing militarization of domestic police departments is partly to deal with returning veterans who are now seen as a hometown terror threat. Again, they're mainlining it. This used to be secret. When I first broke this 6 years ago with the MIAC report, people didn't believe it. Ron Paul called me and said, Alex, I know you're credible, but is that really real? And I said, call the phone number. Ron Paul's office called me. And it turned out it was real. Of course it was real. This is now on Fox TV saying, well, we got armored vehicles and are training for war because we're about to have a war with the veterans. This is insane. In a chilling story entitled Armed for War, Pentagon Surplus Gives Local Police an Edge, we learn how a mine-resonant vehicle, MRAP, which was once used during the occupation of Afghanistan, will be patrolling the streets of central Indiana, according to the report, waiting for the war with veterans. Folks, in the sitcoms, the dramas, the kids' cartoons, the movies, the veterans, the patriots, the libertarians are going to blow up the government and start a war. It hasn't happened yet. But the globalists are going to stage the terror attacks to say, see, they did it, go arrest them, and then a civil war will start because folks aren't going to the FEMA camp. This is so real. If you love your family, admit over the years I've been right. Admit this stuff's real. Let's force a public debate about this. Let's say no, and let's stop it. But this video is so incredible. It's up on Infowars.com. In fact, it's Sunday. I'm going to have it reposted to the front page. It's from Friday. But police now arming for war against returning veterans. That is so big, and we sent our reporters to Virginia to try to cover it. Day two, they got arrested on the base, and their credentials that authorized them to be on it were taken away because it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. The military thought they'd found terrorists. After all, one of them was a veteran, and there's nothing more evil, according to the New World.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this original Sunday broadcast. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, I talked about this in the last segment and gave you some of the background about the leaked document reveals Marine Corps training centered to take on the American people. In some of these documents that are listed, it talks about taking on Americans against socialism, Americans against a new world order. They're training to take on the Tea Party, gun owners. That's in Forbes magazine. That's all over the news. But they don't want reporters to go cover this. And our reporters were there last Wednesday and Thursday, David Knight and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. They did a great job. How big is Fort AP Hill?
Oh, it's very spread out. Like you said, it's about a 10-15 minute drive to get back from the front gate to the asymmetric warfare group. And so, you know, we'd never had any problems at the front gate. I mean, we expected that we're going to have problems once we got in. So once we were arrested, I tried to start the Ustream, but unfortunately, we just didn't have the bandwidth to really get Ustream up. I like Ustream because...
Oh, you did a great job. I mean, obviously, you're out there with, you know, a technology that's not 100%. But expanding on that, they had even given you a slip of paper that time again that you could be in there. But later, when they came and arrested you, they took that away.
Yeah, as soon as I pulled up, The MP ripped it from my hands, asked me to pull over, told me to turn the car off, and then he took the keys from me and walked off, and they threw that piece of paper away. And that was kind of like my proof that I had gone through all the protocol to sign myself in on base and David as well.
Now, David's done amazing research over the weekend, pulling up different Pentagon briefings about this base to prove what it's really for. I mean, it's already on record, but they're trying to hide that. And we're going to start getting to that in a few minutes. But first off, Staff Sergeant Biggs, David Knight, you got in the day before, openly shot video of the stuff that nobody else had gotten, the churches, the model of the U.S., the subway system, bottom line, combat veteran, you name it. What is this facility for, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs?
Well, the main thing that it echoes in my mind every time in the military, it's a longstanding saying, you train how you fight. You know, I don't train to fight to go to Iraq in a jungle. So with that being said, this center looks like America. So what they're saying is their directive is we're training how we fight. This is where the next fight's going to be. And the asymmetric warfare colonel even says we're preparing for what's next. Well, what is what's next? You know, what does that mean? So that's the scary thing.
Before Vietnam, they trained for jungle. Before the desert wars, they trained for that. Now they train for us.
Yeah.
What about the facilities that you and David Knight found? We have high-def video now up on InfoWars.com with, like, boxes to put people in, torture tables. You said you delivered people to things like that in Afghanistan.
Yeah, we had stuff, you know, set up in Afghanistan. And this facility, that area, that was one of the unknown buildings that were marked on that map. So it was right beside the madrasa or the school, whatever you'd want to call it, whatever they're classifying that as. But that room had, you know, tables set up with chairs. The one had, like, a medical exam table. And then also it had a panel that went underground, so that could have been like some kind of holding, you know, hot box area where they want to keep someone until they get some information.
And you said that looks just like Afghanistan.
Well, those little areas, yeah, the way that was set up, exactly.
But the issue is the rest of it's like America, Baptist, you know, churches and stuff. This looked like a torture facility to you.
I don't know if that's exactly, per se, what they're using it for there, but they were training. They definitely do some kind of training in there for that, I'm assuming. I mean, it looked like that to me to the T.
Briefly, you said you've delivered people in and heard the screams.
Yeah, we've had to. I mean, we've had to escort some people back to our compounds and then let these other government agency guys take over and take them in there. And then
David, your observations while you were there.
Well, you know, Alex, Madison said if oppression and tyranny ever come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Everything in that town is small-town America, except for the mosque. That's a beard, in my opinion. That's what that is.
For those that know what a beard is, it's like gay guys in Hollywood have a fake wife.
Exactly.
Exactly. So that's like Michelle Obama. I mean,
that's their fake wife, okay? So and the thing is, just back in the end of March, if you remember, there was that press conference where they had the guy from Europe, and he's talking to Putin, and he's saying that the NATO missiles that are pointed at Russia, he said that's really against Iran and not Russia. And remember, Putin started laughing at him, you know, hysterically. If we had Saddam Hussein, for example, training with airplanes, with commercial airplane hulks, you know, had guys training to take them over, what would we think? Do we think that he's training to take over airplanes and attack America as a terrorist? What if Russia had an American city down to every detail?
We would freak out.
Training, yeah, or China, and they were running through there. We would think, wow, this is a prelude to invasion. Why isn't it a prelude to invasion when our own military is doing it and when they do it over and over again in all these cities from L.A. to Chicago?
To condition people.
Exactly. Exactly. So they're doing it even more. And on Friday, we had the story from Mikhail Phelan about the Marines doing the same thing. This time, there is no mosque in Camp Lejeune. There's a Christian church, and there's farm buildings that they've added to make it more American. And that's what we saw there. We stood at the corner of First and Main Street, and I took Joe Biggs' picture as the security guard who let us in was driving by and watching us. I'm taking his picture there at the corner of First and Main with newspaper stands in the background and
phone booths
and all the kind of stuff that you would typically
see. And we've got the HD video that you guys got posted right now on this Sunday edition at Infowars.com. And we've got this segment and two more coming up to break down what happened to you, but also overall what this means. Because we have the articles in Forbes, you name it, training to crush the Tea Party, the military's new mission. I mean, this should be the biggest debate in the country right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to see this going on. And, of course, they don't want to talk to anybody about this. If they would talk to people about it, and I want to give her the opportunity to make your best case that this really isn't against the American people. I mean, we've seen it over and over again.
And, by the way, we called for 3-4 months since February to try to talk, sent letters, everything, trying to go as real media and investigate this. And finally, you guys get arrested for 3 hours for going to do it because you're the enemy. I mean, they've been training to fight veterans. Returning veterans is the number one enemy they're trained to fight. So, Joe, you're the enemy showing up.
Well, Asymmetric Warfare Group put out a document saying that any soldiers that don't support Agenda 21 are considered to be extremists. And, you know, points to look at for in a soldier, like patterns and behavior, buying weapons and distancing themselves from the brass, the top brass, is considered an extremist movement and to be watched and flagged.
Is this not just a collaborator globalist movement that seized control of the whole infrastructure and is now saying anybody that doesn't accept the takeover, Tea Party, evangelical Christians, libertarians, we're terrorists? That right there tells us, David, this is an occupied government.
Well, when you watch this conference that they had 8 years ago, everything that the Center for Asymmetric Warfare is about is, of course, warfare. It's warfare against what they call insurgents, which would be people who are rebelling against what they want to do. And they're saying that this is not religiously motivated. It's motivated by people who see their resources being taken away, who are being dominated, who have no self-determination, who had their dignity taken away.
Slaves.
Exactly. And so what do we see in America? We see them coming in and taking our dignity away. They're taking our private property away. And they understand this is politically motivated. They understand that people will rise up in rebellion when they see that happen if that can't be stopped. And so instead of correcting the problem, they're doubling down to fight us. And that's what the insurgency is about.
We ought to pull up that Weatherman clip that came out in testimony in federal court where they said they're going to put 50 million of us in camps and kill 25 million. David Knight, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs are our guests. We got two more segments in this first hour coming up, and then we're going to have the entire second hour covering the waterfront from the federal government moving to release violent felon illegal aliens on the streets of America.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, guys, we've only got two segments left here in this hour, in the first hour. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, Army combat veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq is here. We've got also investigative journalist David Knight, who you hear host the show sometimes, InfoWars Nightly News. Okay, you've got a bunch to cover, breaking this down, a bunch of clips. So you guys have got the floor in this segment and the next to go over this.
Well, Alex, one of the things that I was looking at as we were going out there was a conference that they had in 2006, the Center for Asymmetric Warfare. And that kind of gives their overall view, their strategic view of what the problems were with the insurgency in Iraq. And I thought there were some amazing parallels to the Tea Party, to what's happening in America. But to start out with this, what is legitimate government? This is Dr. John Esposito, Georgetown University. He's a professor of religion, international affairs. He'd said earlier in the conference that this is absolutely not about religion. This is about political and economic self-determination. This is when people feel like they've lost their freedoms. They have no control over their lives. That's what's really motivating him. He said religion provides a framework for that, but it's this other stuff.
And it's the bitter clingers that don't like globalism.
Exactly. And he said, what is legitimate government? Let's play that clip.
The bottom line, which I think should be a no-brainer, but there's still some debate about it among different people, is that the primary cause it has to do with political grievances, with the issue of occupation, power, distribution of political power, not with religion or bad theology. But religion plays an important role, and I'll refer to that in a second.
So they're calling people that are resisting occupation terrorists.
Exactly. And so there's a lot of parallels to what they see going on in Iraq and all these other countries that they've invaded. They see that same thing happening here in America. That's why I think it makes perfectly good sense from their standpoint, from their perspective. The Tea Party groups are analogous to the Muslims that they're fighting in foreign countries because they're both concerned about their loss of self-determination, their loss of dignity. But he has a clip there where he says, how do we determine what these regional governments are that are legitimate? Which ones are legitimate? And he goes, well, a good yardstick is to see how dependent they are on security for their stability. In other words, the more they have to crack the whip on people, ramping up security in order to keep the country stable, that shows you that it's an illegitimate government. What does it say when we've got a 9% approval rate of Congress and they're hammering us with the militarization of the police?
Absolutely. North Korea is militarized. It's illegitimate. Mexico is militarized. It's illegitimate. America is militarized. It's illegitimate.
Exactly. And I want to play this clip, too, of the Eliminate the True Believers, guys. This is a colonel. He's a retired U.S. Marines, and he was in it for a very long time. He took pride in the fact that he never was part of the Pentagon. He never had any assignments at the Pentagon. He was always in the field. And listen to what he says about true believers.
These guys who are coming in are the most dangerous of all because they're true believers. And true believers, whether they're Muslim, they're Christian, or they're Marine, are dangerous people. Because there is no other way other than their way. And you've got to eliminate them.
Unbelievable.
You've got to eliminate anybody that has some hardcore principles.
You don't want to have your five-year-old taught how to be have sex by the public school? Well, you've got to be eliminated.
And he includes in there, you know, he's a Marine. He includes in there Marines. He doesn't want Marines who are true believers. Maybe they truly believe in the Constitution.
No, they say number one terror threat is veterans. Yeah. They're coming after the people they've already used.
They know that we've gone over there and we've seen what's behind the curtain. And they know that, you know, we all went in there with this belief that we were going to be fighting for this pure thing. And then now we see the evil back there and we're standing up. And now all of a sudden, patriots are now the new terrorists.
That's right. You've got to eliminate the people with a mindset of Captain America.
Can we play that again and tell folks who this is saying that?
This is Colonel T.H. Hames, H-A-M-M-E-S, retired U.S. Marines. And this is the Center for Asymmetric Warfare conference back in 2006, 8 years ago.
I got to say, this is really creepy. How did you dig this up?
It's on YouTube. It's on their YouTube.
No, but what made you think to go find it?
Well, I'm looking to see anything I can about the Center for Asymmetric Warfare. And they've only had a couple hundred people watch this over 8 years. So nobody's paying attention.
Wow, let's play that clip one more time.
These guys who are coming in are the most dangerous of all because they're true believers. And true believers, whether they're Muslim, they're Christian, or they're Marine, are dangerous people. Because there is no other way other than their way. And you've got to eliminate them.
Guys, can you pull up later the FBI clip for the next time where the weathermen said they had to kill the American people? Because we're true believers. I mean, this is really creepy talk.
Oh, yeah.
Scary.
And the same guy also says, he talks about the poverty of dignity. If you guys can pull that clip up. And he says it's not about specific causes. It's about not having control of one's life. Go ahead and play that clip.
The chorus is really the poverty of dignity that Dr. Esposito explained so clearly. It's not about specific causes as much about as I have no control of my life. And whatever I'm rallying around, whether it's the Tamils, the Chechens, the Sunnis, Islamic, it's really about getting control and having a say in how my life runs.
Oh, that's so evil that people having the globalists run over them want to run their own lives and have their own government. That is so evil. That sounds almost as bad as George Washington.
You know, Alex, when my wife was getting her master's degree in education, one of the classes that they had to take was a B.F. Skinner class. And the title of the book was Beyond Freedom and Dignity. A lot of people are familiar with that. It's been widely read. The idea is that it's a deterministic behavior modification, treating people as if they were animals and removing their freedom and their dignity. He was absolutely opposed to that. And that's what we see happening. TSA is a perfect example of that, taking your dignity, not just your freedom, but your dignity. And that's what this colonel is talking about. He said it's the poverty of dignity that is motivating these people to rise up against the...
He's basically saying free will.
Exactly, exactly.
What's the next clip?
Well, the next clip is, and I think this is kind of interesting, this is from a Dr. Hoffman, and he's talking about the U.S. having an unbroken string of defeats.
I think it's safe to say that the United States has now nearly an unbroken string of frustration in fighting insurgencies over the past four decades, beginning certainly with Vietnam in the 1960s, continuing with El Salvador in the 1980s, especially during the first 5 or 6 years of our
now they want to start a war with American people. That's
culminating for the
they can't kick the Iraqis, but they're going to do it with
Iraq.
Us.
The response to insurgency against TX, had said, and just to emphasize this and repeat it, must focus on the political as well as the military dimension.
So again, he...
Infowar.
To the political, exactly. But the thing...
These are top professors, by the way. That's a top Georgetown professor.
And this is a guy from the RAND Corporation. He spent a long time at the RAND Corporation. He's talking essentially about America's had an unbroken string of defeats.
And RAND Corporation came up with a plan to occupy America with military forces.
Yes, yes.
It's the national stability system.
The good thing is that they understand that they haven't won any of these counterinsurgency wars. They haven't won any of the COINTEL programs. And they are not winning with high-tech weaponry. And that's one of the other things that this Marine Colonel Hames was talking about. He said, low-tech usually wins. And you don't have to have air superiority to win. That's what they've seen.
Yeah, they're always saying that the globalists can take us over. It's the opposite.
Exactly.
Your experience, Biggs.
Well, the scary thing is, for once, you know, yesterday, being on the other side of the fence, in a sense, you know, I when I came in, per se, I was on the dark side, you know, and I was taught to look and treat people like just objects. When someone came to me, I didn't care about any kind of personal problems they had. They were just a being that was in front of me, and I didn't care what they said, and just ignore them and push them aside, and I had my mission to complete. It was crazy being on that other side yesterday and being a victim of that. I mean, it's a scary thing to see that you've got these guys with this kind of power that don't even look at you like you even exist in any kind of way, and you're just some flesh and bone, and then they can just do whatever they want.
And they're training for a total treason mission to overthrow America and take our guns.
Steadily. They're doing it steadily. They don't want to do it all.
And these guys all know what they're doing. These RAND Corporation guys, Georgetown, all these Marine Corps colonels, they are training for the total takeover of America, and their enemy is the Tea Party.
That's right. Total contempt for any transparency. They don't want us to know anything that they're doing.
Gentlemen, we'll be back when the final segment in this first hour. More clips coming up, and we'll try to dig up that other amazing clip where they admit they want to put us in FEMA camps. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns. It'll build the death planes.
That's Bob Dylan bringing us in.
It'll build all the bombs.
Joe Biggs is with us. David Knight, our reporters. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Second hour coming up, jam-packed as well with Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo. Joe Biggs has got some reports we're going to premiere here on the radio, where you go out and talk to folks about, you know, can the average U.S. citizen answer any questions off the citizenship test? There's a reason we've gotten in this bad position, and that these Rand Corporation people and Georgetown professors and Marine Corps officers can just sit around talking about anybody that wants freedom like they're trash. And now we're the corporate board. You will be assimilated. It's all over. But I want to play this clip here. This is Larry Graffwald, just died last year, highly decorated Green Beret, Vietnam, came back, infiltrated for the FBI. This is all confirmed in court. Weatherman admitted it. He helped convict them, bombing police stations and stuff. And he was in the meetings where they said, we're going to put 50 million, mainly rural conservatives, in FEMA camps, and then we're going to kill 25 million of them. Now, you just heard earlier the clip where they said, anybody that's a true believer who won't accept what we want, who won't accept total control, got to be killed. Well, here's what the communist had to say, and then you understand how much trouble we're in and what this takeover is all about.
And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. Now, I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
And you're not going to make jokes about Michelle Obama and Barack Obama and stuff and, you know, say they're goofy or whatever. Quite frankly, I don't care what Barack Obama does in his private life. I don't like the fact that he calls gun owners, conservatives, and Christians bitter clingers who they're going to defeat. These people have a beef with us. Staff Sergeant Biggs, what is your take on seeing the Marine Corps officers talk like that and then flipping it back to the communists talking like that?
It's something that's just been steadily building up. You know, they keep releasing these documents, and these commanders are pushing out these directives to the lower chain commanders at, you know, battalion levels to watch for these soldiers who have these true, that are true believers, you know, patriots who collect guns and who go shooting and who, you know, talk about the Constitution and who are very pro-American. These are the ones that they want to look for. Those are the ones that get flagged, per se, and are watched closely.
We're now being identified as the enemy.
Yes, and it's ridiculous.
It's a preparatory phase. What about the last document that came out where it said Americans opposed to a socialist New World Order?
I just don't get it. I mean, I joined because I thought it was good to be a patriot.
And your dad was in the Army.
My dad was in the Marine Corps.
Marine Corps.
Yeah, you know, I joined because I wanted to be a patriot. I wanted to do something for my country. And now it's being flipped that me doing that is evil. And now the government wants to track me and put me on no-fly list and, you know, take my rights from me.
Well, that's because they're done with you now. They got robots coming out.
Yeah, they're scared that I know a lot of the stuff back there. You know, they don't want me talking about the things that I've seen. How the DEA, you know, have us guard certain, you know, heroin crop fields and, you know, burn down some other ones, you know, and pick and take these people to these little areas and have them tortured. They don't like that. And they're mad that we see this and we get teed off about it and we speak out. And now we're labeled a terrorist. I mean, it's scary.
And by the way, you know, you're in a major Esquire write-up with the late Michael Hastings. So a lot of this stuff's documented on record if you're a new listener about Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. We've only got about 6-7 minutes left in this hour. David Knight, let's get to some more of these clips.
Well, Alex, we've got one from a colonel who is talking about low-tech wins. And this is also the same colonel who said that true believers have to be eliminated, whether Muslim, Christian, or Marines. And listen to what he says, because I think this is something that we can look at and take some hope in.
The character of the war never changes. So what's the enduring characteristics of insurgency? The first and most important is that it is political in nature, not military. Everybody understands the West's critical vulnerability is our political will. And one of the interesting aspects with our love of technology is that pretty regularly the low technology side wins. The argument that no one has ever won a war without air superiority is not quite true. They're protracted, think decades, and this is another problem we really have in the U.S. We really want to think a long war is 3 or 4 years. The Chinese fought for 27, the Vietnamese for 30. The Palestinians have been at it since 1968.
And this war that is coming towards us is something that's been planned by the globalists for a century or longer, right? We've talked about this, where this is coming from. It is a very long, protracted, gradual thing.
Because they're using their lessons from other countries and phrasing it like it's the West and America. No, it's the globalist hijacking America.
Well, this technology is taking war from being personal and making it non-personal. You know what I'm saying? When you go and you stab someone, you look in their eyes, you see their eyes dilate. That's a personal, horrific experience. Now we have all these drones and you push a button. And, you know, and David was telling me a story about a kid who, you know, flew drones. He was going to a simulator and he killed a kid and it affected him and he wanted to talk about it. You know, they're giving pilots who fly these drones purple hearts for carpal tunnel syndrome. This is ridiculous. When you take war and you make it not personal anymore, that's when it runs rampant. I mean, no one, it's easy to sit in Washington and have these millions of people killed.
But you wouldn't be for war so much if you've been blown up in armored vehicles like you have.
Yeah. It's just, I find it repulsive that we're, it's just, it's even hard to put in words.
You know, Alex, I see people over and over again, they'll look at something the government is doing and say, how could they be that wasteful? Or why don't our schools teach Johnny to read and write? They don't understand what the real purpose of the schools are. And they don't understand.
It's to suppress you being a free thinker and having ideas. They're saying that if ideas are bulletproof and you hold on to something, that's evil in and of itself, that you're even a person, that you even have things you stand for. You've got to stand for something or you fall for anything. Well, I guess Aaron Tippett has to be eliminated because he sung that country song.
Well, in Vietnam, too, though, if someone went against the norm, they would just shoot him. They'd pick up an enemy weapon, shoot him in the back, and blame it on that. It's the same thing with Pat Tillman. If you don't believe what they want you to go along with, you're dead.
But meanwhile, it's not like you're even dead in some emergency situation where your country's been overrun and that's war. The globalists are going to screw our way of life seven ways to Sunday. We don't want to go where they're taking us.
Well, I hope people are going to wake up to this, because the analogy I was going to use with education was, for the longest time, people didn't really understand the nature of why they were creating these government schools as a social engineering thing. Now they're seeing it pretty clearly when you've got the story that you covered this last week about them glorifying homosexual relationships for very, very young children, how they're applauding it. It was like this sick kind of Sesame Street situation. Now they're seeing it with Common Core. They're starting to get an idea that they really don't want to teach Johnny to read and write, that the institution isn't fundamentally broken, that it's doing exactly what it was designed to do. And that's what we have to get people to understand about these asymmetric warfare centers and the training that's going on against the American people. They're doing exactly what they're planning to do, and we need to understand where this is headed, and people just aren't paying attention, unfortunately. I mean, we see this.
That's right. We've got a couple more clips. You want to get to those?
I didn't think we were going to play all of these.
Well, there's so many. Tell us about some of the other clips when you've been watching this.
Well, we've got over and over again, we have Dr. John Esposito. We've got also the lieutenant, the colonel, full colonel, retired Hames. They're talking about how this is politically motivated, how this is motivated by people who are actually some of the better educated, more optimistic people in the society.
Yeah, that's why Pol Pot targeted people that can read.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're good people.
Exactly.
And we don't like their sickening takeover, so we've got to be eliminated.
This one here, this radicals are politically motivated, guys, if you can play this one. This is from Dr. John Esposito. And, of course, he's a professor of religion and international affairs. And they took a survey of 1 billion Muslims to see who were the guys that were radicals, who were the potential radicals. And here's what they found.
When you actually look at the moderates and the potential radicals, there's very little difference when it comes to issues of religion. And when you look at potential radicals, often in terms of a significant number of them, they tend to be better educated. They actually tend to be more optimistic, but they feel more intensely concerns about America's role in particular and the West's role more generally.
All right, we're out of time, guys. Great job. The point is, being a human, having values, period, and not something you can just overwrite like a disc, that's what's evil. Being human, having a soul, is evil. Great job, guys, covering everything there in Virginia. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us. It's the InfoWar.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.